the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are moments when the classroom is exhilarating and everything seems to be clicking. But then, as my students could tell you, those moments are unpredictable and don't occur as often as we'd like. Class just might be scheduled early Monday morning, and there's not much you can do about that. Then there's the professor who's on autopilot, and the student who, for one reason or another, has his mind on other things. Not to mention the fact that some bulbs don't shine as brightly as others. But when I'm tempted to despair of the learning process, I take solace in the Gospels. The Gospels of Matthew and John were written by men who share with us their experience at the seminary, led by Jesus, who served as their sole professor and living textbook, the Scriptures incarnate and fulfilled. As for their curriculum, I'm pretty sure the apostles didn't have to memorize the catechism, or at least not Luther's explanations. Most of them already had Greek and Hebrew, so that wasn't really an issue. But to be sure, they had plenty of pastoral theology. Jesus prepared his disciples to offer the Eucharist when he elicited their help in the feeding of the 5,000. He gave them practice in homiletics when he sent them off two by two to the towns of Judea. And under our Lord's supervision, they even did some baptizing, though not yet with the high-octane waters of Pentecost. Still, the most important time they spent was being taught by our Lord, and their most significant class was Christology. You could say it was their only class. But the class didn't always go smoothly, and the learning curve was steep. And though he was the best of all teachers, our Lord had more than his fair share of frustration. And so it happened that our Lord was offering what would be his last discourse, focusing on his relationship with his father. Philip, whom along with James we honor today, spoke up rather awkwardly and said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." I don't know whether he rolled his eyes, sighed, or ran his hands through his hair, as is the habit of some. But Jesus knew that his message was not getting through, and he became frustrated to the point of exasperation. "Have I been with you so long and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" With graduation fast approaching, Philip still didn't get it. He was still looking for a God bigger and more glorious than Christ. He was still looking beyond Christ instead of at him. But then again, thank God for Philip and for his willingness to speak up. For our Lord took the opportunity, the teachable moment, and launched further into a discussion on perichoresis, asking, "Don't you believe that the Father is in me and I am in the Father?" And in time, by the power of the Spirit and the seed of the word Jesus planted, Philip was transformed. The awkward student became the good teacher. Philip became a bold and articulate missionary to the people of Samaria, where Luke tells us he proclaimed Christ. Later, Philip taught an Ethiopian eunuch, telling the good news about Christ. By introducing the Samaritans to Christ, he also taught them to pray, "Our Father." And after teaching the Ethiopian eunuch about Christ, Philip baptized him into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Soon, many of you will become teachers in Christ's stead. And as much as you've frustrated or been frustrated by your professors, soon you'll be standing up front, teaching the confirmation kids in the adult Bible study, the newcomers, old-timers, LWML, Men's Club, and VBS. You probably won't have to teach on Monday mornings, but at times you will be frustrated. Students like Philip will surprise you by what they know and by what they don't. But for all its frustrations, teaching Christ is exhilarating. For as you teach, the Spirit of Christ will burn within your hearts, animate your words, and bring life to those who hear you. And God willing, you will come into contact with your own Samaritans, and by introducing them to Christ, you will teach them to pray Our Father and baptize them into the name of the Triune God. And as Philip taught the Ethiopian eunuch, so also may you teach those who are fumbling in the darkness and invite them into the light of the wedding feast, the first taste of which Christ gave on the night he taught Philip. Amen.